Chapter 6. The scarf she described was red. He stared at me from over the fire in front of the white-tailed cabin. "You are sure that is what she expressed?" "Perfectly." Henry nodded, and I watched the reflection of the fire in his eyes as I moved my chair in hopes of avoiding the smoke. "No big deal, it just struck me as odd." "My people believe that red is the only color the spirits can see. Wearing red helps to draw the missing spirits back from other realms so that they might rest."
"But Jeannie wasn't gone then."
"No, but it is possible that wearing it drew the Eveotse almost to her." His eyes stayed on the fire. "Did you ask the Shallan woman about the wandering without?"
I sat my chair down and seated myself as Dog moved over to me. "It didn't seem appropriate."
He grunted, and I reached into the cooler to pull out an iced tea. Popping the top, I took a swig, and the singing, it was exactly the same wording that the Crow Rancher Iron Bull used.
"Yep."
I stuck a hand out to warm it. "She also said she sees angels."
"Angels?"
"Yep."
"Where?"
"Pretty much everywhere. And devils." I took another sip of my tea. It all seemed a little strange.
"That would be because it is strange."
He looked down the road that led to the cabin. "Someone is coming." I turned to see a pair of headlights in the distance, off the main road and then bumping along on the access road toward the Forest Service cabin. Standing, I walked a little away from the fire, with Dog accompanying me, and then waited as a glossy BMW pulled up and stopped, the driver's side window sliding down with a whir.
"Is it safe to get out?"
"Not if you're a ham." Connie Wainwright opened the door and stepped from her vehicle.
"So it's your wolf?"
I scrubbed Dog's ear as she shut the door and approached. "More like I'm his." She kneeled, stroking his wide head as he leaned forward and licked her face.
"Oh, you're a love bug. Got an extra chair around the fire, cowboy?"
"I'm sure we can find something. Come on over." Leading the way, I patted my leg, and Dog followed as the Cheyenne Nation stood.
"Hello again."
Connie extended a hand to him and glanced at me.
"You guys are a little off the beaten path."
I opened another camp chair and bade her to sit.
"How did you find us?"
She sat, drawing her thermal fleece a little tighter around her.
"I called the number on your card, and there was a nice young man who told me where the two of you were staying."
She glanced around. "He gave me very detailed directions on how to find you."
"Is he from around here?"
"Barrett Long, Police Chief Lola Long's little brother. He's working as a weekend dispatcher for me."
"In the conversation we had, he doesn't seem like her."
"You know Lolo?"
"Well, when Harley and Jaya were dating, I had a few run-ins with her."
"Run-ins?" I turned to Henry. "Is that what everybody does with her?"
He nodded. "Pretty much."
Connie glanced around.
"Can't say I've ever been over here."
"Would you like a nice tea?"
She rubbed her hands together. "Got anything warm?"
"Not really."
"Then I'll take the tea."
The bear opened the cooler and extracted one, handing it to her. She opened it and took a swig.
"I suppose you're wondering why I'm here."
"I'm guessing it's not for the tea, but if you'd like to tell us, I'm sure we'd be happy to listen." She leaned forward, and I watched as the silver hair created a halo around her refined face and intelligent eyes.
"I just wanted to apologize for my husband's actions. There was no excuse for the way he behaved."
"Oh," I shrugged. "He was upset."
"Yes, but why?"
"I thought about it. Maybe you can tell us."
"There's something strange going on there."
I looked at Henry just to make sure I wasn't the only one who wasn't following.
"Where?"
Her eyes drew from the fire, and she looked at me.
"We've got places in Texas, Santa Fe, Jackson, and now here."
"I'm still not following.
Besides wanting to be near his energy concerns here and in North Dakota, Digger had this idea that he wanted to live near a reservation."
Henry smiled.
"And what happened?"
She shook her head. "He met some actual Indians."
The bear laughed.
"We can sometimes be prickly."
"He was okay with the idea of giving Indians things, He just doesn't like the idea of them asking, or worse yet, demanding.
He nodded. I see.
It was different with Jaya. At first, Harley was afraid to even tell us about her. But when he did, Digger asked if he'd bring her to dinner at the house. And he did. I'll be honest with you, I was a little worried, but Digger was on his best behavior, and the two of them got along famously. She glanced at Henry and then at me. For a while.
What happened?
That's just it. I don't know. And that's what worries me. I mean, Digger suddenly decided that he didn't like her. And that was that.
Was this after the disappearance of Jeannie?
Shortly thereafter.
But Harley dated Jeannie, too.
She waved a hand, for a short period, so short that we never met her. Well, I never did, but I think Digger met her once, when he went to pick up Harley at football practice and she just happened to be there.